Salvation is nearer to us now than when we first became believers. In the name of the one who is to come, amen. Please be seated. The month of December is only one day away. The season of shopping madness, of decorating fever, the Christmas bazaar, it is all taking off in earnest. And the sweet sound of Christmas music has begun to infiltrate our airways. I heard it all the way home from Pennsylvania yesterday afternoon. Well, I would like to suggest some traditional hymns to help you balance your way through this stressful time. Not Christmas songs, mind you, for after all, we are not yet in Christmas. We've just arrived at the beginning of Advent. So I offer you a different set of hymns to accompany you through this frenetic season. If you find yourself ambling along at, let's say, a reasonable pace of 35 miles an hour, hum along to "Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah." If you rev it up to 55, "Nearer, My God, to Thee." If you hit the pavement at 75 miles an hour, you had better turn to "I Come with Joy to Meet My Lord." And at 90, "Before the Lord's Eternal Throne." And if you're racing along in life at a full throttle, 100 miles an hour, there's no other hymn than "Precious Memories." Thank God that we are not yet in the Christmas season, at least not here in the church, not in our liturgy. Here we are at the lighting of the Advent wreath. The time for watching and waiting has just begun. When we come into this place, we are granted a space in which to find respite, a simpler pace, and the presence of the Spirit of God. The church year and its various seasons is a wonderful, wonderful gift to us. The rhythm of the church, measured by the various colors of our vestments of white, green, red, and purple, protect us from ourselves. This little four-week season of Advent makes sure that we cannot get into our emotional cars and screech out at 100 miles an hour. We do not jump from Thanksgiving directly to Christmas. Instead, we take pause. Advent makes sure that we breathe, that we catch our breath, find our center, renew ourselves in the midst of the busyness of life. Advent is the gift our Lord gives to us as we prepare for the celebration of his birth. It is a little like our own nesting season before the child comes into the world. Someone once likened our lives to a melody of music, broken off now and then by rests and interludes. And though those rests and interludes sometimes make us think that we've come to the end of the piece, or we may foolishly want to push right through them and get back to those little black notes where we perceive all the action really is, but those rests and interludes are just as important to the melody as are the notes. And we should be thankful that it is God who so wisely writes the melody of our lives. For we need God's timing and tempo. We need flats and we need sharps. And we certainly need rests. Sometimes our lives are like that, aren't they? We're so anxious to get on with things, to get it all sorted out, to know just where we are going and to get there this day. So much more then do we need those quiet times in our lives, those imposed rests that can make us so uncomfortable, whether from sickness or death or plans that have not materialized, those interludes of forced leisure where a job has ended or a child has left the nest. We may not know it, but those times when we are forced to stop, when the melody suddenly comes to a rest, are much needed parts to the rhythm and melody that God has composed for each one of us. Advent is such a time of rest, a time when we as a church, as a community that is guided and ruled by Christ, we pause, we take a breath, and pray for peace on earth, stop to remember that this is God's world and our lives belong to Christ. And so we hear the words from the prophet Isaiah. In days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest of the mountains and shall be raised above the hills. All nations shall stream to it. Many people shall say, come, let us go to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways and that we may walk in his paths. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. This word that came to Isaiah in this Advent season, it comes to us as well. This is the time to remember that of which the Advent candle speaks. Let us walk in the light of the Lord. Can we pause to make our own peace? Can we stop and remember the vision that has so haunted God's people century after century, the vision of a peace so sublime that all nations will gather as one, that no religion will hinder us from all seeking and knowing the one true God, that nations will cease making war? Can we ever imagine a thing like that happening? The day when we shall beat our swords into plowshares, our spears into pruning hooks, farming instruments, nations not lifting up weapons against nations, our children not learning war anymore. Instead, we will feed those hungry children. Don't we need such a pause? Doesn't it sometimes feel as if the world truly has gone mad and we are all careening along at 100 miles an hour, out of control, unable to find the break? It is we, the community of God, that can help to slow it down. We are called upon to be witnesses for this God, to stand up and bear witness to the peace that God prays for this world. We can put our foot out and slow it down. The scriptures and the season calls us to pause, to wait, to repent, calls us to renew the vision, calls us to that rest and interlude, to restore our souls and bring to the world the true wholeness and peace it so longs for. How do we facilitate such wholeness? How do we lay our hands on such peace? Where in the world do we begin? Well, being here is a start. Being here together is a good start. Even if it's only for one little hour during the week that you can manage to pause, then you have begun to gently pump the brake and enjoy the ride. You know what Jesus has to say about this season and the day of his coming. We heard it this morning. He says when he comes, it will be just as it was in the day of Noah. Everybody minding their own business, eating, drinking, working, marrying, having children, cruising along at, say, 65 miles an hour would be my guess, so busy with the planning and executing of their lives that they never knew what hit them. They did not see the storm clouds brewing. They ignored those first drops of rain. Before they knew it, they were in the midst of a flood, a deluge, and life would never be the same. The only hymn that can be heard, precious memories. Stay awake, Jesus says. Be ready, he exhorts us. Take those much needed pauses, those rests, those interludes from all the craziness of life. Engage in that much needed work of peacemaking and let it begin this day, this moment, this hour. For when we engage in peace, true peace, even when it is simply as brief as when we pass the peace, which we do each Sunday, we are taking pause. We are signifying that we do believe that peace is a possibility, and we as a collective people purposefully enacted in our liturgy and in our lives, we indeed bring it into being. And speaking of that peace, I know there are some who are not so fond of the peace, who secretly thank the pandemic, which has made us a little bit more restrained in our enthusiasm and greeting one another and showing signs of affection. But there is really a reason for what we do. If we cannot practice, and I mean practice, peace right here in these pews, then when and where and how will the world ever know peace? If we cannot announce it, even if it's just to one another, peace be with you, however it is you do it. Announce our intention to live in peace with those right here with us who claim to share the very same vision of a world at peace, heralding in a Prince of Peace. If even in that very small way of shaking hands or saying those simple words, peace be with you, if we cannot begin right here, then how and when and where do we expect the vision of Isaiah's humongous mountain with all the people of the world coming together? How can we announce such a kingdom? Peace on earth, goodwill to men, or more accurate, perhaps, to humankind. This is the message the angels brought and will bring at Christmas. And Advent holds out the promise that this peace comes to us again with Christ's second coming. But we Christians are given a foretaste of that peace. We are invited to prepare for it by making peace ourselves. We are called to slow down the fast-moving vehicles of our lives that we inhabit, to take the foot off the accelerator and ease onto the brake. We are called to a rest and to an interlude in the music of the commercial December holiday season, and we are asked to breathe. The church gives us the permission to quietly watch the flame of the Advent candles. We are granted a quiet space in which to find respite, a slower pace in which to renew our souls, and a place in which to experience the presence of the peace of God. We have entered the sacred time of Advent. Allow yourself the gift of slowing down. At least slow down to the tune of "Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah." Slow down, rest, enjoy the interlude. Impossible to do during this busy, busy month. Then for a start, just simply vow to be right here each and every Sunday for a little mini respite. Begin by pausing each night before the evening meal, lighting your own Advent candle at the family table, and pray for peace. For the world, it will always be like the world of Noah, eating and drinking, working away at the busyness of life. And we never know what time or hour the Son of Man will come, breaking into our world with his glorious kingdom, reminding us that he is indeed the Prince of Peace, and he comes to share that peace with us. Amen.
Amen. Please stand. You'll turn to page 326 in your prayer book.